Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Random question. I know we're coming back from a commercial break. Thank you for joining us here on 96.5 The Fan. I am Bob Fesco with Dusty Likens and Drew Nixon. Just kidding. Mac, Bob, and Dusty here with you on 96.5 The Fan. Would you rather work 5 days a week or four tens?
Four tens.
There's no
always,
question.
Always, like, a slam dunk,
yeah,
not even close.
Slam dunk, yeah. Yep.
Text line 913-586-7965. Is that right?
Yep.
Four 100%. Tens?
Yeah.
And now here's my other question, sub question. Would you want your day off to be Friday or Monday?
For me, I think Friday would probably be it.
Can you switch it seasonally? Like, in the summer, give me Friday. And hey.
There was a Peter Brady.
Peter. Glory hole. And the thing is like, I think in the wintertime, I'd want it to be the Monday, and then the next 6 months, give me the Friday.
Yeah, I mean, if you could rotate it, that'd be fine.
If you could. Now, I'm adding a lot of semantics to it. But, yeah, we all can agree that'd be the four tens, obviously.
I don't think anybody would disagree with that, would they?
Yeah, I think that'd be the hot take to disagree.
Yeah.
It's me, like, blaming the refs.
I think the referees were terrible, and the four-day work week is the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah, four tens for sure. Mm. So, I love this segment on Tuesday. You know what's really disappointing and it makes me sad? No one said we didn't get the library today.
Oh, really? I'm surprised people are not
damn it, Bob, stop it. You're hurting me.
I like the library. Yes. I had no problem with that.
Seemed a little facetious there. Just a little bit.
No, I like it.
Yeah.
No, it was good.
I told you.
I don't know why we got rid of it.
The library's closed. Oh, the season's over.
We still got a big game coming up in 10 days or whatever. Are still people still becoming librarians?
Yes, my aunt is one.
Still becoming librarians. I fancy your aunt is probably older.
No, there's
older.
People that come in and
Okay.
You know, do that.
The Dewey Decimal System is a scam.
Monette, Missouri, though. So, I mean, it's not, you know.
Well, that's the thing. You know. Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you set foot in a library?
Voting.
Okay. Besides that?
I actually want to get a library card. I want to do more reading. How's that going for you?
Yeah.
I just can't seem to read the words. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't know. I mean, there's so much now. It's like, it's online.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people read audio or read. I find that I don't want to get into it. The audiobook thing.
Not a fan.
I want to read it. Mm. I don't know. Unless I'm traveling, like,
I just tend to mind wander, you know, one of those.
Like, I'm
kind of
disappointed our flight's only 2 hours. Cause I was like, well, that's like, we're gonna be up and then down. It's like, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to, you know, download a huge movie to watch. Like, they're all gonna, it'll be, I won't get to finish it.
Yeah,
be angry. But again, I'm being annoying. But no, I don't know. Like, libraries are not, like, when I went and voted and, like, went in the library, I was like, man, this is nice. Like, the smell of books,
yeah,
like,
the calmness. Yeah, it's like, very calm.
Sit in the chair, just, you know, dive back. But no, tough.
Now, people do that at Starbucks.
Yes.
Like, if the library started serving coffee, I bet you they'd get more people in there.
Yeah.
Barnes and Noble.
Somebody says four tens is nice, but you get tired after a while. I don't know.
I get tired after 5/8. I mean, seriously, you have a whole extra day off, man, to work 2 extra hours in a day for four.
You handed us four tens, and I'm always so jealous.
I mean, there's no comparison. No comparison.
Yeah, somebody says four tens, no doubt. Friday's off is a game changer. Four tens without a doubt. Monday during football season, Friday for the other.
Yeah, I do like that idea. Sure, I'm good on that one.
Yeah, somebody says, I missed the library. You were very kind, 913. They said they missed the library, but was hoping for a Super Bowl edition. Well, you know. Anyways, it is Tough Tuesday. It's no doubt where we're starting first with is Liam Neeson Cohen.
Yeah.
Qui-Gon Jinn, however you want to say his name. But, I mean,
Duval.
That guy was on a gummy or some fungi or something. But, like, maybe just keep that one in the back pocket. Liam Cringe. Cohen being introduced as the new head coach in Jacksonville. And
Duval.
I guess he likes Robert a lot.
I guess.
I don't really know. We found out what Duval means.
Yeah, that's their chant. It's their county. It's Duval County. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that was their chant. I didn't know it was the county that they're in. So,
I mean, Andy Reid's going to go up there and go, Jackson.
Well, Andy goes, how about those Chiefs, right? And I look at coaches who do stuff like that. I immediately say, would Andy Reid do that? And the answer is no. And that's why right there, Liam Cohen will be looking to get a job at Allstate in a couple of years, because it's not going to work. I'll just tell you, I knew that before they hired the guy. I can hear it now. You're not going to have command of grown men in your locker room when that's the way you come onto the scene. And now you're chasing your tail because the guys are rolling their eyes. I can hear whoever plays for Jacksonville going, oh my God, this is what we got ourselves into right now. This is the guy who looks like Willy Wonka that's going to be leading the charge here. And this is how he, kind of welcomes himself. At least when Dan Campbell had his introductory press conference, you could get behind that and get fired up if you were a fan of that team. I don't know how the one Jacksonville fan, Bill, how he's going to get excited about that guy being the head coach. But more importantly, how are you going to resonate with those guys and win that locker room over and get them to believe you are a credible head coach? And so Andy Reid's not going to do that. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't really understand why you would do that. The next one we move on to is another new head coach, which is your guy, Aaron Glenn.
Put your seatbelts on and get ready for the ride. Listen, there are going to be some challenges. But with challenges becomes opportunity, gets opportunity. But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets, so we're built for this.
You got to get fired up for that, right? That will fire up your fan
base. Is he not the same hire as Robert Saleh?
It's pretty much the exact same hire as Robert Saleh.
And he has the same team as of right now that Robert Saleh had, with the same problem at quarterback that Robert Saleh had.
That's correct.
So it's not,
put your seatbelts on and get ready for the ride.
Listen, I don't know what that was.
There are going to be some challenges. But with challenges becomes opportunity, gets opportunity. But here's what I do know. We're the freaking New York Jets, so we're built for this.
Yeah, you're built for a lot of that because you are the Jets and you haven't had any success. Yeah, no, that's the problem with Aaron Glenn. I like him as a personality, but if you're the Jets, you just hired the exact same guy. Mm-hmm. I don't know who his coaches are going to be, what offensive genius he's going to have, and you don't know who the quarterback is.
No.
So how can you sit here and say Aaron Glenn's a good hire, bad hire, individual hire? Who knows if you don't have an idea who your quarterback's going to be? And if you keep Aaron Rodgers around, if you're Aaron Glenn, then you're already failing, because that guy is a cancer. He's an infestation of your organization, and he will cause your organization to fracture and fall apart. Aaron Glenn should say, no way am I bringing Aaron Rodgers back to this football team. That would be the first step that he needs to make. Calling Aaron Rodgers in immediately, not waiting, not getting through the Super Bowl, calling Aaron Rodgers in and saying, we're done here. You need to go about your merry way, and I'm going to take over this organization. Because if that guy's hanging around, he's already undermining you as a head coach.
The other guy that has our Tough Tuesday that wraps it up is no other than Jerry Jones. This is actually not AI. This is Jerry Jones literally saying this.
There's a very low percentage of this that is smiles and glory holes.
I don't really honestly know if he knows what glory holes are. If he doesn't, he needs to research it.
He says it a lot.
No one tell him.
No, yeah, no one. I think somebody has, but I don't think he listens, right? He's like, thanks for listening, Jerry.
Exactly.
He throws in Schottenheimer on a Friday news dump, so it gets hidden in the media. No one has to really criticize him during championship weekend.
Right.
Where Saturday,
if that's Dion, he gets announced on Monday.
Oh, he gets announced Sunday morning before the championship game starts. So it's like, by the way, in Dallas, there's a new hire. It's Deion Sanders. But it wasn't. It was Schottenheimer on a Friday. And I heard Colin Cowherd say this, and I thought it was a great take, that he said this is a classic Jerry Jones move where you know that he doesn't care about where his franchise goes because he did it on a Friday news dump.
That's exactly right.
Late night on Friday, late afternoon on a Friday, where it's like Schottenheimer, a 20-year coordinator, and all of a sudden you're going to have this guy be your Dallas thing when you can hide it and disguise it underneath championship weekend. So, I mean, I don't know. And then maybe this is AI, maybe it's not.
The last time we won a Super Bowl, I could still get hard without taking a pill. Nowadays, my dinger just looks like a wet biscuit.
Yeah. They have the longest drought in the NFC without going to the Super Bowl. And so that makes you officially the worst team in the NFC. I mean, there's just no other way to put it, right? And so Jerry Jones continues to show that it's more important for him to have a yes man than it is to go out and hire the best coach, or maybe a lot of the best coaches, like let's just use Deion for an example, how that thing fell short is because Jerry said, I'm going to do this. And Deion's like, the hell you are. I'm getting the hell out of here. But it's no secret. Jerry Jones really has not had success since Jimmy Johnson. And he fired Jimmy Johnson because Jimmy Johnson and him didn't agree on some things. But Jimmy Johnson, you know, led your team to two Super Bowls and really put the, together the third one that Barry Switzer was able to go out there and win with them. But, you know, I don't want to knock Brian Schottenheimer at all. Like, congratulations, man. You got an opportunity to do this. But if Jerry Jones expects to have different results, that's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I just don't know how Brian Schottenheimer moves you forward and really makes you better than having Mike McCarthy on board for all of that. Like, I just don't understand the change. If you move on from Mike McCarthy, you hire Deion Sanders or somebody like that, great, I get it. You moved on from Mike McCarthy and you hired Brian Schottenheimer, who would have been there regardless.
Mm-hmm. People say that Jerry Jones is referring to glory holes being a good spot for oil well.
And then probably it says, back in the day.
Nobody
yes.
tell them what it means now.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people telling you that librarians make really good money.
Do they really?
Six figures.
Oh, wow.
Somebody's,
no kidding.
Somebody says the University
they
of
hiring?
Kansas. Somebody says the University of the Librarian of the University of Kansas makes $144,000 a year.
Really? To do what? Stamp the book?
No, I mean, they got to do other stuff than that. But,
like. Yeah.
Well, they got to run the business. They got to make sure it stays on top. You got to make sure books are coming
back.
There's
no business. It's free.
Well, I mean, you still have to, like, keep everything in order, like, have your different sections of books after you all do all that sort of stuff. I mean,
$144,000 a year, I'll take that job. That's a good, that sounds awesome, man.
No doubt about it.